Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are joined by Miss Lorraine Cochran from Real Times Media. Welcome, Miss Cochran.
Oh, thank you so much, Kiplin. I appreciate you having me this morning.
We're here to talk about who's who in Black Atlanta. But before we go there, could you share with our listeners exactly who Real Times Media is and what it means for Atlanta?
Real Times Media is the largest conglomerate of African American newspapers and print publications in the United States. We are based, of course, out of Detroit. However, we have publications across the United States that includes the Atlanta Daily World, the Atlanta Tribune, the Chicago Defender, the Michigan Chronicle, and the Pittsburgh Courier. For us, we chart history and we record it. We are an African-American-based newspaper, and we are a part of the community. We are history.
I love it because some of those are legacy publications, and it's wonderful that they're not only surviving, but actually thriving in the community in the 21st century.
Absolutely. As it relates to print media, there has never been a greater need for African-American newspapers than today. Often it's necessary because we tell our story. And often when it comes to mainstream media, we can be overlooked in our opinion. So what we do, we take it very personal, and we feel that it is our responsibility to be a part of the community and to be informed.
And one of the things we're here to talk about this morning is who's who in Black Atlanta. So can you share with our listeners exactly what that publication is, if they don't know, and why it's important for this publication to continue to be a part of our community?
Absolutely. Who's Who as a publication was actually founded in 1989. We have had a presence in 25 major U.S. cities, and it is our responsibility in the pages of the book to document history. We feature some of the United States' most distinguished African Americans that have made enormous contributions in civic, business, community, as well as entrepreneurial circles. The book is important because not only does it serve as a networking tool for the people who are within the book and for individuals who seek to identify people that provide a variety of services, but it is also used in our local schools. Who serves as an educational resource. It is used extensively during Black History Month and beyond. So we're very proud of the publication, and this year our response has been enormous.
The thing that I like about the Who's Who books is that it gives you so much information on these movers and shakers that often you can find a touch point that you might have in common with someone that'll make it easier to reach out. It's just a book that you can use forever. I can't imagine not using it. And it's wonderful. It takes you beyond networking because it gives you real information on these movers and shakers.
Absolutely. One of the things that I have been most impressed with in terms of the book as a resource is oftentimes we feel we have an extensive network. But until you sit down with a Who's Who book, you have no idea many of the people that you may not know within our community and greater community that are making enormous contributions. In terms of a networking resource and a connector for individuals who may wish to identify individuals who provide a variety of services, I've never seen a tool that could be or is more important.
And now tell our listeners about your event that is coming up to celebrate the Who's Who in Black Atlanta book for this year.
Absolutely. On July 28th at 6 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis Atlanta, we will assemble our Who's Who for the 2017 class. This is actually our 17th edition book. And this year, I believe this is the largest book we have ever produced. We have well over 300 individuals who have been selected from over 600 submissions this year. At this time, we have a category called Game Changers, and those are individuals who have truly changed the game. Many of them are the first, even in 2017, in their profession, or in terms of reaching a new level for their careers. We also have our interesting personalities. Our interesting personalities are also people who have done amazing things. We have people this year ranging from Cynthia Day at Citizens Trust Bank that we're featuring to Ronald and Donald Friesen, who are involved with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And, of course, Donald is a retired VP from SAM. So it's just a wonderful event. We give a variety of awards throughout the evening for people who have achieved enormous goals within their careers. And we just ask everyone to come out and celebrate those individuals.
I know it's going to be a wonderful party. And I am so glad you were able to take some time to share with our listeners about Real Times Media and specifically about Who's Who in Black Atlanta for 2017. Lorraine, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Justin. We appreciate the opportunity.